Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Moonday, November the 14th of 2016. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we're wrapping up the series entitled Authentic, or How to Be Authentic, How to Be Original, How to Be Yourself. I thought that sounds easy, right? One of the hardest things on earth to do is to walk in your own skin. Why? Because we know that if you are original, if you decide to be authentic, if someone attacks you, they are attacking the real you. See, if someone rejects the fake you, it doesn't affect you. Let me say that again. I've been doing this for a long time, brothers and sisters, and I never put all my cards on the table. Because I did, and I remember what it felt like to be rejected. That feeling of not being accepted, or that feeling of not being, when you are authentic, when you are at your core, when all levels of time, when your physical and your mental behavior is displayed and it is rejected, that is a feeling that is very hard to come back from. It is very difficult to come. Now, when you've been fake, and when you're being phony, and if somebody rejects you, it doesn't affect you because it's not you. But when you are real, when you are authentic, when you put your cards out on the table and you've revealed, expressed, exposed, and expanded yourself, and someone, something rejects. Now, that definition of that word rejects is a whole study within itself. Because when you get to this level of understanding, no one can reject you. But rejection, again, comes only from when you are presenting yourself to the universe. But the image, the person that you are presenting, again, is not 100%. Now, how do you know? Because, see, I've lied to myself. Even when I thought I was real, I wasn't real. Change is mandatory for extraordinary results. Let me say that again. Change is mandatory for extraordinary results. If you are just seeking to continue to exist and continue to oscillate or vibrate at the current level that you are at, it doesn't require any change. But if you seek to advance, if you seek to grow, see, you cannot go till you know. Let me say that again. See, no one has to leave any person, place, or thing. We are ushering in the age of Aquarius. The age of Aquarius is the power of communication. It is the information age. That is why I am happy as a lark, because we're getting out of the Pisces or the Piscean age, the age of materialism, the age that represents mediocrity. And now we are entering into an age that requires authenticity. And your mediocrity doesn't exist or can't exist in the age of authenticity. You see, the ability to communicate means that you can speak every language. You can even communicate with nature. You can communicate with animals. See, in this age, the communication is not what I'm doing right now. The communication is the ability to expand your consciousness. You see, the power grows where information, the power grows where information knows. In other words, what you know allows you to grow. And the reason that you can't go is because there's something that you don't know. You can't go because the universe will not promote you if you are not you. The universe will not allow you to continue to disrespect yourself and other people. So you got to stay where you at. See, I've been trying to go somewhere and trying to do something, and I can't go and I can't do. Because the universe said, Negro, you haven't graduated. You can't go to the next level until you freaking graduate, until you master this level. And you cannot grow until you know. See, it's not what happens to you. It's what you're supposed to learn from what's happening to you. So whatever you're going through, it is designed for you to see you. Whatever you're going through is so that you can see you. Because the universe doesn't want you to continue to be non-engaged. Now, the reason why this series and this lecture is so important is because when you are living and you're going through life and you're saying that you are authentic, what you are saying is that you are true and you're saying that you are love. Because, see, truth is love, and love is truth, and love is God, and God is truth. So truth unites and lies divide. So we are living in a world that is based upon division. Everything in this, now, when a single cell divides, it's called, you know, cellular mitosis. And when a cell divides, that's how you got here. So you are divided, God. So when you manipulate, when you divide, the electromagnetic spectrum is divided light. Everything on this universe is divided. That means, again, it's a lie. Lies divide you. Truth unites you. Let me say that again. So you can't be authentic when you're lying, because, see, lying is an illusion. Now, again, I'm very good at what I do. I have the ability to basically produce what is called a false positive. See, when you tear down this false perception of reality, others become attracted to your authenticity. People are looking for people who are authentic. And if you decide to be authentic, brother, when you decide to be authentic, sister, when you remove the false perception of your reality, it makes you an authority. See, authority, my brothers and sisters, it is an illusion and it is a fantasy. It can be an illusion and a fantasy because everybody that's presenting themselves as an authority figure is not. Do you respect the authority figures in your life? Because most people that are an authority figure, they have a misrepresentation through a lack of clarity. So they are misrepresenting what they claim they are an authority of because they lack clarity. Now, you can bring me any Reverend Dr. Bishop, or you can bring me anyone who's an authority figure, and I will show you someone who lacks clarity. I will show you someone who doesn't understand the universal cosmic moral law. So if you don't understand this universal cosmic moral law, you're not an authority. See, an authority is someone, again, who represents his authenticity. An authority figure is someone who's authentic because they can see through the fluff. Now, when you are authentic, it allows you to exist in the realm that doesn't exist. Let me be crystal clear on this point. When you are an authority, that means that you are a auctioneer. See, the word authority comes from the word author. It means power to enforce obedience. Authority. Now, the way that you force obedience is through your life force. Now, brothers and sisters, when you are an authority, that means that you are authentic. That means that now, for the first time in your life, you realize that life is just a mirror. And everybody around you, every person, every place, and everything that you meet, they just reflect the qualities that you possess. Everyone is a mirror of you. The universe is trying to show you you, but you're not looking. You're not paying attention. You're so busy looking at person that's standing in front of you, and you see their flaws, but you don't really recognize and you don't really understand that their flaws are a reflection of your flaws. You cannot see anything in someone else that doesn't first exist within yourself. Let me say that again. You cannot see anything in no one else unless it first exists inside of the self. So if I look at you and I call you a liar, that's because I'm identifying with the qualities that you possess that I have. A non-alcoholic cannot identify an alcoholic because he doesn't understand the qualities and the traits and the characteristics of an alcoholic. I'm not an alcoholic. Somebody could walk up to me. Now, I could smell alcohol on their breath, and I could say that they're an alcoholic, but that could be a casual drinker. A real alcoholic can spot somebody that is sober. They haven't drunk in a week, but they can tell by the twitch. They can tell by the nuances. They can tell by their vibe. That's an alcoholic. I can't, but they can. Why? Because the same vibe exists inside of them. So whatever you're accusing somebody else of, my brother, whatever you're accusing somebody else of, my sister, it's just a reflection of what you should be accusing yourself of. It is the universe trying to tell you why are you looking at that speck in your brother's eye instead of examining the beam in your own eye. See, the universe is trying to show you you, but you're not being authentic. You're not accepting you. So the universe will keep replaying the same thing over and over and over and over again. You are in a loop. You are a repeater. You are a cloak. You are a clock. You are time. Time is a loop. Time is just something that keeps going over. It keeps repeating. You ever look at the clock? 12, 1, it goes around, and what does it do? It just repeats itself. Time is a repeater. You are in a loop. And the only way you get out of this loop, brother, the only way that you get out of this loop, sister, is to be authentic. The universe will not release you until it is time. Inside the movie Doctor Strange, they say that the cloak doesn't accept. You don't choose the cloak. The cloak chooses you. But most people don't understand the definition of a cloak is not just coat. Cloak means clock. So in other words, clock means time. You can't get out of time. See, time you're trapped inside of time until you authenticate out of time. Let me say that again. I don't know if you got that. You see, you will continue to repeat this loop that you're in. You'll always be doing the same shizness over and over and over and over again. You have this negative habit pattern because you're inside of time, because you're a repeater, because you've got the cloak on. The cloak allows you to conceal your flaws. Think of the definition of the word cloak. It means concealment. Time conceals flaws. When your flaws don't exist, time doesn't exist. How do you know? When you're having fun. When you're having fun, you don't have no flaws. You're doing what you love. You see, when you think about it, there's a bunch of people in this world. Did you ever wonder why you know the people that you know? Have you ever stopped and wondered, how did you meet me? Why did you meet me? How did we meet? Why do you live in the neighborhood that you live in? Why do you work in the job? Not what job, why? 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 Let's forget what. Why do you work at the job you work? Why are you on Facebook? Why do you got an Instagram? Why do you eat what you eat? Why are you married to whoever you're married to? Why are you divorced from whoever you're divorced from? Why do you attract certain people into your life? Why is your life based upon your vibration and not on your thoughts? Because the vibration produces the thought. The universe is giving you an opportunity right now to be authentic. But you keep looking at what's happening to you, and you ain't asking why is it happening to you. Why does the same shizness keep happening? Why do you have the same experience in all of your relationships? Why? Why do every job you get, you quit? Why? Why is it that every place you go, it's the same thing, Groundhog's Day? It's just a different person. It's a different vehicle. It's a different job. But it's the same result. Why? You see, something is happening to you. And this thing that is happening to you, you have to stop. And you have to stop looking at what's happening to you. You're feeling sorry for yourself. You're beating yourself up. Why? And you keep saying, well, this is happening to me. But why is it happening? Let me tell you an experience that I had. I've said it many times before. I used to always, wonder, like, why are gay men attracted to me? Now, I get friend requests. I can go to the Walmart right now and there's a dude looking in my face trying to make eye contact. So why do gay men flirt with me? Now, it didn't take me too long to realize now what was happening. Now, again, I figured this out a long time ago, but this is a good example. This is the best example I could come up with. And then I started looking at, why is it that gay men flirt with me? But when I realized that life is just a mirror, I had to stop and think, why is, not what's happening to me, why is it do these people come into my life, and what is it that they're trying to teach me? Not only the gay men, but females too. So why is it that females flirt with me? Now, I figured this out 20 years ago, but I want to make sure that you figure out what's going on in your life. This is my example, but what's your example? And you know what I figured out? Why? Because back in the good old days, I reveled in that attention. Since I was a flirt, I attracted flirts. And I attracted flirts on both sides of the fence. Because the universe, again, is not male or female. The universe is just a frequency or a wave or vibration. So you are attracting both male and female of something in your life. That's just person. What about things? Now, I'm on job like 65, a job 67. I don't know, somewhere I stopped counting after 50. And I'm about ready to quit this job. Why? Why? Now remember, the jobs are a reflection. The universe is trying to tell me something, but I ain't listening. Life is a mirror. Every person that you meet just reflects you back to you. Are you listening? I haven't been listening. So the universe had to get my attention. And let me make sure you understand the importance of this show and the importance of who I am and what I do. Truth will always prevail. Truth will always prevail. Lies will always be exposed. It is your job to get to a point of self-governorship. Service without love is work. Why do I keep getting jobs? Because there is no love. So I go to try to promote service without love, and I experience work. The universe is trying to tell me, you need to be in love. Because perfect love casts out fear. And so searching for love for me has been searching for jobs, going from job to job to job to job to job, looking for something in a job that can only be provided by purpose. Change is mandatory for extraordinary results. You have to be authentic in order for you to grow. You will stay in the place that you are at. You cannot go. The universe will not release you until you know you. Since you don't know yourself, you can't be yourself. And the universe can't identify yourself. So your ability, my brothers and sisters, to authentically fall in love and become the master, become the leader, become the author, become the inventor, become the advisor, become the influencer, become the commander. Until you become the commander, until you become the maestro, until you become the master conductor, you can't be you. You're not fighting hard enough to be you. You can't be an author. Because, you see, to be an author, you have to have authority. To have authority, you have to be authentic. And to be authentic, you got to be genuine. So all of these things tie into each other. Now, my brothers and my sisters, this is the last show in this series before we move on to the next series. Once you realize that life is nothing but a school that's designed to teach you to fall in love with being the person that you have fallen out of love in. So you cannot fall in love with someone else until you fall in love with yourself. And you can't fall in love because love is not a lower vibration. You have to elevate in love. So if you fall in love, then that's not love. Because love should elevate you. It should not tolerate you. So if you are with a person, place, or thing that they tolerate your behavior, they tolerate what you do, they tolerate being in your presence, they don't celebrate you, they just tolerate you, that's not love. You've fallen in love. But I would submit to you today, my brothers and sisters, that one day when you stop running from yourself and you start to elevate yourself, you're going to draw people into your life that will elevate you. So life is a mirror that is showing you your flaws. But you think those flaws that life is showing you, because the flaws are in other people. The flaws are in other things. The flaws, there's a flaw at your house. There's a flaw with your cars. There's a flaw at your job. There's a flaw with your mate. There's a flaw with your children. Do you see a lot of flaws in people? The more flaws you see in other people, the more flaws you see in yourself. See, me, it was the flirting. It wasn't the flaws. It was the flirting. So if you see a lot of flirting in other people, there's a lot of flirting in you. See, back in the good old days, I used to jog down the street with my shirt off, you know, in the heat of the day, running downtown, because I needed that attention. Why? Because I had no inside revelation, so I need outside demonstration. I needed someone outside of me to validate me because I had no validation from within inside of me. Because the me that I saw, I didn't like. because everybody told me and I believed it. So I believed the lies about what everything that everybody said about me. And more importantly, I said a lot of stuff about myself. But brothers and sisters, as I've said on many, many shows before, and this one is very important. I talk about this inside of my book, Vibrational Biophysics. One thing about biophysics and biology is it doesn't lie. The universe is a mechanical universe until you rise above it. And inside of this universe that we live in, your energy has a signature. There are lines of force that are interlaced inside of a triangle shape. And it starts from a place called the dura mater. Dura, which means to last. Mater means mother or matter. The dura mater is a small bone that's inside of the sanctum or the pelvic. So your pelvic bone is the base of the negative pole of the entry of what they call it, the energy. Now, inside of the pelvic bone is a very small bone that has holes in it. Now, I'm only mentioning this because the relationship of the energy lines and the gravity places stress on your fluidity. And your fluid is your spirituality. So if your lines that produce the force of your energy is off, meaning if you're not real, meaning if you're not authentic, meaning if you don't believe in yourself, meaning if you don't love yourself, flaws and all, meaning, what am I saying? I'm simply saying, my brothers and sisters, if you don't fall in love with you, if you don't be authentic, if you are not real, if you do not embrace yourself, if you don't take time to know yourself, no se desum, if you don't understand yourself, there's no way you can understand anyone else. So when you see a flaw in someone, inside the movie Doctor Strange, he had a flaw. His flaw was his intelligence. Like him, I can relate to that flaw. And so his intelligence, remember, the Bible says, knowledge puffs up. Love builds up. Knowledge puffs up. Like Dr. Strange, because of my intellectual capacity, I look down on everyone else as being intellectually inferior. And so I have a hard time hanging out with people that I consider non-rates. Meaning they see no intellectual value in science, no intellectual value in the things that I pursue. And since a lot of people don't see no intellectual value in the things that I do, I don't see no intellectual value in them. And so that makes me come across as being arrogant or cocky or egotistical. And in the movie Doctor Strange, he had a very, very bad accident, and he lost his ability to use his hands. He was a neurosurgeon. He was a very good surgeon. And the thing that the vehicle, his hands, that allowed him to express his gift, his intellect, was taken away from him. Like Dr. Strange, the vehicle that allowed me to express my intellectual capacity was taken away from me. Now, I can't express to you what that vehicle is, because that'd be too much informing. But that vehicle that I had was taken away from me. Like Dr. Strange had to make a choice. He could get his vehicle back to use his intellectual capacity to serve himself, to make money. Or he could live without his vehicle, his hands, and use another vehicle, his service, to help humanity. Like Dr. Strange, and now again, I had no idea until I watched the movie yesterday. But I knew I needed to see the movie because I knew there's going to be some intellectual and something spiritual or some lesson that I needed to learn. And the lesson that I learned in the movie of Dr. Strange is a very important lesson, and a lesson hopefully that you can learn as well. Right now, you have the opportunity to really get in contact with your true self. And you have a choice. You can have And you can use your true self for style, or you can use your true self for stuff, for substance. You can use yourself to promote yourself, or you can use yourself to promote your service. So, like Dr. Strange, we all have a choice today. That choice is when you become, and you will, because, again, the universe will not let you go until you know. So you stay there until you know that everybody that you see in your life, if they're not coming to hurt you, they're not coming to harm you, they come to help you. And the way that they are coming to help you is they are showing you, you. Everybody in your life, everything in your life is just a reflection of you. Think of your supervisor on your job. They are mirrors. They are just reflecting you back to you. Your job is to take what they are reflecting and to learn and decide to keep it or transmute it. That's what being authentic means. So if you are authentic, then you realize, again, why am I pretending? Why have I been pretending? This is the next set of questions that I have to ask myself, and that I want you to ask yourself. So the universe comes to me, and they said, everybody that's in my circle, everybody that I know, they're sent to me to reveal me to me. And when I see me inside of other people, I cannot reject me, because that's what I've been doing. So I see somebody and I reject them because they're arrogant, because they're cocky, because they're this, and because they're that. So I'm not coming into the four agreements. I'm not here and I'm not learning. I'm just getting a bunch of information, but I'm not applying it. Wisdom is knowledge plus application. Wisdom is knowledge plus application. So I've been assimilating or accumulating knowledge without the application, because the way that I apply the application is to be respectful of others, to be fair, to be cooperative, to be congruent, to earn the trust of others. As someone who is, again, self-absorbed, as someone who is very knowledgeable, as someone who, again, researches everything, as someone who has a lot of facts and a lot of science and a lot of proof, it's very hard to hang out with people who don't have what I have, who don't know what I know, and who walking around with their chest stuck out, because it is the fantasy of personalization. And since I understand that our minds, my mind and your mind, is very dangerous. See, our minds are wired to select and interpret evidence that sustain the existing belief system. Our minds only select, our minds only interpret evidence that supports the hypothesis that says, I am okay. So you live your entire life saying, I am okay. There's nothing wrong with me. 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 You keep telling yourself that, but you keep not advancing. You keep staying in the same place. You keep changing the color and the skin of the people in the relationship, but the person, the core of the person, is still the same. You keep changing jobs. You go from IBM, you go to UPS, you go to, forget, I mean, I got 60-plus jobs. I keep changing jobs, but I keep getting the same experience at each job. What is that? Nothing wrong with me. Something wrong with the job. Nothing wrong with me. Something wrong with the job. Really? After 50-plus years, is something wrong? Maybe there's something wrong with you, brother. Talking to myself. And maybe it's not the job. So I can change jobs all I want. Ain't nothing going to happen until I freaking look in the mirror and I change myself. And I start dealing with the real problem, which is me. So what is the problem? What is the problem? Now, remember, the universe is a classroom so you can be God. God doesn't want you to go. God wants a perfect bride, meaning he wants you to oscillate and vibrate on the same frequency as him, love. So the universe is sending you a message, and this message, again, has enabled you to do one thing. This is what I learned. Question everything. So that's what I've been doing. So since January the 1st of 2009, I question everything, everybody. I don't believe shiznits that nobody says. So when I started asking questions, one of the first questions I asked was, why is everybody fake? I kept meeting all of these fake people. And I'm like, what the hell? Nobody's real. I'm the only one. I felt like the Lone Ranger. Everybody I met was fake. Everybody I met was phony. And then I had a light bulb. I had an epiphany. And God was telling me, Negro, the reason that everybody you meet is fake is because your ass is fake. That's when the light bulb came on. It's when you start to identify the fact that the people around you are you. That's why they're in your life. So you can run from them. You can change wives. You can change cars. You can change jobs. You can change houses. You can change family. Hell, I did all that stuff. Guess what? Still me. No matter where I go, there I am. The problem is not with your wife, brother. The problem is not with your job. The problem is not with your car. The problem is with you. And until you sit down and address you, there goes the problem. Everywhere you go, you go. And so why don't we just address the problem? Why don't we address the elephant in the room? I decided that I'm going to address the elephant in the room. What is the elephant in the room? What is the smoking gun? What is the million-dollar question? Why is everybody pretending to be somebody else? Why is everybody so uncomfortable with being themselves? Why is everybody hiding behind this false persona? Why, if the culture says I gotta wear skinny jeans, why do I go out and buy skinny jeans knowing they're too damn tight and there ain't no room for my genitalia? And so I'm gonna walk around just so I can fit in with pants that's way too tight, squeezing my balls, but I wanna be cool and hip. Why am I jumping through these hoops? A new pair of Air Jordans, come on, I got to go get them. Why? Why am I not comfortable with just being me? If I want to live off the grid, if I want to move out into the middle of bumbuck Egypt and live off the ground and freaking grow watermelons and, you know, sit out there and do nothing, why can't I do that? Well, society doesn't support that, brother. Everybody's going to look at you like you're crazy, brother, so you can't do that. Oh, okay, I'm going to live in the city. I'm right in the middle of where it takes me an hour to drive somewhere that takes 10 minutes. I'm going to live in this concrete jungle because society says that's cool. Why am I so concerned with the culture? Why am I so concerned with fitting in? Why am I so concerned with being accepted by tradition? Why am I willing to do anything to be accepted by the powers that be? Brothers and sisters, when you answer that question, when you decide, answer the question, why am I comfortable with pretending to be somebody that I'm not? When you answer that question, you get promoted. You cannot grow until you know. Until you know yourself, you cannot grow. When you realize that every person that came and comes into your life, they're inside or they come to your life to help you and not to hurt you. They're there to teach you to be authentic. But see, people will listen to this show. As I talked about with my Clarinomics, man, started off with like 15 people, we're down to like 4 people. Because everybody said that, hey, Brother Will, you the problem. Now, see, if I was young, dumb, and stupid, I'd believe them. And I would look at it and I would change my program. And I was like, damn, you know what? Something's wrong with it. They right. Maybe there's something wrong with the program. Just like the fig tree, when Jehoshua cursed the fig tree because it had no fruit. Well, my fig tree has fruit. So if Jehoshua walked by my tree, he can eat figs. He don't find figs on it. Is there any fruit on your tree, brother? Is there any fruit on your tree, sister? We don't need to run anymore. We need to stop. We need to be authentic. We need to be real. We need to be genuine. We need to exercise substance over style. We need to be an author. I'm not talking about the author of a book. I'm talking about the word author as in originator. I'm talking about the word author as in creator. I'm talking about original as the word. I'm talking about the word author as in the founder. I'm talking about the word author as in the enlarger. The word author as in the master. The word author as in the leader. The word author as in the one that causes things to grow. Are you an author, brother? Are you an author, sister? Do you cause things to grow? When people come around you, are they better off after knowing you? Take an inventory of your life. Hopefully it's not like mine. I mean, hopefully it's like the way mine is now, but the way mine used to be. See, the way mine used to be, I left a trail of destruction, hurt, broken, angry people. Now, I have people that grow or people that go. Everybody coming to my life, they grow or they get gone. Quick. I mean, it's happening fast. They used to hang around for 6 months or so. Now, man, it happens quick. Because now we're into the age of Aquarius. We're not inside the age of Pisces anymore. Now, Pisces was materialism, so people hang around because of the wealth stuff. But now we're not in the wealth age anymore. Now we're in the golden age of Aquarius. Now we're in the age of love. We're in the age of the water bearer, the water bringer. We're in the age of Yahushua. And now that we are in the age of Aquarius, now we're in the age, again, of transition. We're in the age of unconditional love. We're in the age of true enlightenment. We're in the age where there is a shift, where people now have perception and consciousness instead of a bunch of material stuff. Now people are gathering spiritual stuff. They're gathering the ability to see through fake people. And you're going to meet more and more people that have this thing called discernment. And it's going to be very difficult to be fake because people are going to see through you. And the reason why I'm successful is because I'm authentic. I come on in, I tell you the truth. Service over sales. I'm interested in service. Sales is secondary. Service without love is work. I don't work. I refuse to work. But I service. I wake up every day from sunup to sundown, even when I'm sleeping. I love the scene in the movie Doctor Strange that while he's asleep, his etheric or his astral body is sitting in a chair studying. That's me. I've been doing that for, 20 years. My brain doesn't turn off. So while my physical body is sleeping, my mental body is still learning. I'm still studying. I'm still downloading information. That movie really helped me to understand myself. It helped me to understand why I just wrote the book, CSF, cerebral spinal fluid, because in the movie Doctor Strange, it talks about the cerebral spinal fluid. So my brothers and my sisters, in conclusion, let me wrap all of this up by simply saying this. Are you still uncomfortable being in your own skin? You have to be comfortable with being you. In the movie Doctor Strange, he never gets rid of his flaws. He can't use his hands anymore. But he don't need them. So, I'm never getting rid of my flaws. But like in the movie with Doctor Strange, I don't need him. What is your flaw, brother? What is your flaw, sister, that you're trying to get rid of? What is the one thing that's been haunting you? What is the one thing that first empowered you? That's how you was able to get things done. Remember what I said mine was? Flirting. You know, there's a fine line between this whole flirtation, because it's very effective. People respond to it. So it's the opposite sex. So you can get a lot done. But like in the movie Doctor Strange, Now I can be comfortable in my own skin. I don't need a gimmick. I don't need a scam. I don't have to say nice things that are actually true, intentions for saying them, and the reasons for saying them. Or have they really been for the betterment of the person, or was it for the betterment of myself? Or was it for the betterment of myself? Or was it for the betterment of the little head instead of the big head? So what is your tool? What's your flaw, my brother? What's your flaw, my sister, that you've been using? And it's working for you. They're like Samson when he slew 1,000 Philistines with a jawbone. He didn't put it in his pocket and take it home. Samson slew 1,000 Philistines with that jawbone, and then he dropped it in the dirt. He didn't take it home and put it on his mantle. He didn't bronze it in gold. He didn't go and make a shrine out of it and worship it. Oh, great jawbone, how great and powerful thou art. Samson didn't do that. Samson slew 1,000 Philistines with the jawbone of a donkey. And after he slew 1,000 Philistines, he realized it was just the jawbone of a donkey. And he dropped it in the dirt. So that's something that you've been doing that's been very successful for you, brother. Something that you've been doing that's been very successful for you, sister. But whatever that thing is, you're seeing it in other people to your life. Stop doing it. You don't need it anymore. You've outgrown it. Samson outgrew his jawbone. I've outgrown my need for style. I don't have to be seen. I ain't got to walk around and show off my chest. I ain't got to post pictures of me on Facebook with no shirt on like I used to do back in the day. I don't have to flirt to make sales. Now I have service. Now I have substance. I have a message. I have my mess that has come of age. And now my mess has become my message. And when I go out now, I am authentic. There's no need for me to hide behind nice words and fake words. Now, and it wasn't necessarily fake. And that's the key thing. Remember, your flaw works. And it's good. It's not a bad thing. Make sure I say that. Samson slew 1,000 Philistines with the jawbone of a donkey that was given to him by God. Remember, your flaw, according to Paul, was given to you by God. God said, take this thorn for me. God said, my grace is sufficient for me. My grace is sufficient for you. God is not going to remove that flaw. He's not going to remove it because it's not a flaw. It's the thing that God placed inside of you to keep you from becoming exceedingly, abundantly arrogant and cocky. So, again, like in the movie Doctor Strange, your demons are not going away. You just have to know them and grow from them. You become more powerful than they are. Them controlling you, you control them. They have no power over you. See, brothers and sisters, when you pass the test, the universe rewards you by not letting you repeat that experience again. Let me say that again. This is how you know you've passed the test. This is how you know you are authentic. This is how you know that you're real. This is how you know that you're ready. Because them demons that you see, them enemies, like when the children of Egypt, the Hebrews came out of Egypt, God told them, look at your enemies. These enemies you see, you will see no more. This is how you know you are being authentic. You are being authentic, my brother. You are being authentic, my sister. When that crutch that you've been using all your life, you don't need it no more. Because it becomes a distortion. It becomes a distraction. See, our thinking is the result of our perception, our judgment, our experiences. So our brains distort the reality to increase our self-esteem through self-justification. See, you don't have to justify yourself no more, brother. You don't have to justify your behavior anymore. When you pass the test, your brain ceases to interpret your reality in a manner that supports your faulty mentality. The brain no longer justifies your bad behavior. You know what you're doing is wrong and you stop. When you become authentic, you don't need God to tell you what you're doing is wrong. Hey, you already know what you're doing is wrong. I knew what I was doing was wrong. I didn't have to go to church. I don't need to be in a prayer line. I don't know nobody slapping no oil on my head to tell me what I was doing was wrong. I knew cheating on my wife was wrong. When you pass the test, brothers and sisters, you stop. You don't need no reverend. You don't need no doctor. You don't need no bishop. You don't need no life coach. You don't need no master teacher 33. You don't need nobody but being authentic. Because when you are authentic, you're true. And that truth does not accept that false, fake, phony you. You stop. How do you stop bad behavior? By being authentic. You can go see a shrink. You can pay me $100 an hour. I'll tell you the same thing I'm telling you now. You need to see a therapist, give me a call. I'll take your money. And I'm going to tell you what I'm telling you right now, man. You don't need no pills. You don't need no medication. You don't need no breathing treatment. You don't need no yoga. You don't need no Tai Chi. You don't need none of that. What you need to do is be authentic. You have to fall in love with yourself. Because when you become authentic, the universe says you passed the test. And you never repeat that experience again. You graduate. You open the door. Your energy increases. You raise your vibration and your vibratory rate. You become more, and now you got a message. Now you got a product. You got a service. You got information. And now you start to teach other people what you just learned. That's how I make a living. And when you pass your test, you get your product. You have no product. You're going to pass your test. What's your test again, brother? What's your test again, sister? Have you passed yours? And remember, you got a bunch of them. Just because you pass one, that don't mean life is over. You have a lot of tests to pass. And each one takes you closer to being who God has designed and gifted you to be. My brothers and my sisters, when you are authentic, those problems that you see today, you will see them no more. The universe, God rewards you by letting you pass the repeaters. You get out of the loop. You get a new cloak, a new time, a new clock. How do you get outside of time? Pass your tests. How do you pass your tests? Look at everybody who is testing you, your testers. And instead of blaming them, make a master mental shift. And look at yourself. If everybody around me is doing the same thing, if I'm a flirt and everybody around me is flirting, I need to stop flirting. Because what did it do? It made me feel something. What did it make me feel? It made me feel loved, valued, and respected. Why? I got attention. How about I get that attention in a positive way by providing substance instead of providing style? So now I got a message. I got something that's impactful. I got something that can change people's lives. So I'm providing a substance now. I don't need a gimmick. I got to be a comedian. Brothers and sisters, living authentically means taking off the mask. It means being comfortable in your own skin. It means living the life that feels right to you with no apologies and no excuses, regardless of who accepts you or not. It means that you live your truth. When you live your truth, when you walk in your lane, when you are comfortable in your skin, and somebody comes and identifies you, hey, man, ain't you that dude that cheated on his wife? Yeah, man, I'm the dude that cheated on his wife. So what about it? When you become comfortable with the worst thing that you've ever done in your life, and you can use that thing to help other people, and you can transmute it, you can take what the enemy meant for evil and you turn around and use it for good. Now, guess what? I love my wife. I have a great relationship with my wife. I've learned from the past. I don't let the past dictate my present. I am not preoccupied with the past so that way I'm not effective in the present. I've transmuted the past. I've took what the devil meant for evil, and I've turned it around, and I've transmuted it, and now I'm using it for good. It is your job to do the same thing, or you keep repeating the same test over and over and over and over again. And your brain is going to use logical fallacies, and it's going to filter, and this failure that you have will be considered evidence to promote more failure. And now you're going to go through, and you're going to have this faulty belief system that says you are okay when you are not. And you will be turned over to a reprobate mind unless you look at everybody around you and ask, why am I here? And when you start asking those why questions, you start getting those why answers. My brothers, my sisters, again, you got to be authentic. This should be a 7 or 12 part series. We did it in 3. Have a lot more notes, a lot more information. Yeah, this is a powerful, powerful, powerful series. I want to thank everybody so much for joining me for these 3 shows. Again, I do have a book that goes along with this series, so if you're definitely interested in the book, again, just give me a shout-out, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Again, like all of my stuff, it's $99 for the book. I'll throw in these 3 or 4 series that we did if you're interested in picking up a copy of it. My brothers and my sisters, if not, we're moving on to the next topic, the next subject. I want to thank everybody so much for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because He will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah. Rate it all, hit it all.